I think this right here is our spot. Right opposite those beautiful hills, that is going to be our wake-up view tomorrow morning.
If we ever get the tents up. So mine, I've borrowed from a friend. It's never been out of the bag before. Yours, the last time it was up, it went to Glastonbury.
I have no idea what it's going to be like once we open it. It's probably still filled with underwear and things like that.
I bet it might be quite crusty.
Oh, dear. So mine is a pop-up tent. And basically, 2 seconds and it's pretty much up, Daniel. Beat that.
You need some pegs in there.
Oh, yeah.
So mine is not quite as simple as that, I don't think. Well, line one of the instructions is we advise you to assemble the tent once before going camping to ensure that all parts are present.
Does it actually say that?
That is not a good sign, is it? For the instructions, we have some pictorial diagrams. Now, yeah. I don't understand this. Where are these sticks going?
I think you basically need to thread it in and then across and then
that's
the other one across.
That's a hairdryer. What's that doing?
I know. What's that? Oh, no, it's a mallet. It's definitely a mallet.
Am I supposed to have one of them?
Yes. Have you not?
Poles
don't seem to be working.
I've made the poles. I'm at the pole insertion stage, which I'm genuinely in danger of taking somebody's eye out, I think, and all of a sudden aware that there are some hardened campers around us.
They're very good compared to us, aren't they? Yeah, it's just...
So we've got it up, yeah. And I thought it looked perfect. What's happened?
You've kind of put the peg too far in so the door won't close down. It's too stretched. Look at this. It's not working. There you go. I've adjusted it a bit.
Can I go in?
Do you want to go
in? Oh, no.
Do you feel like that's your home now?
No. Can I sleep in yours?